Europe, Germany and Greece. Go if you must. Angela Merkel appears to have become more sanguine about a Brexit.
If the Syriza party wins Greece's election on January 25th, most think the power to negotiate rests with Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor. A small minority centred on the conservative leadership of the German government, says Alexis Tsipras, Syriza's leader, insists on rehashing old wives' tales and Grexit stories. So it seemed after German officials leaked to Der Spiegel, a weekly, their assessment that Grexit would not only be bearable, but might even make the euro stronger. Other problem countries have weathered the crisis, Portugal, Ireland, or are making progress, Spain. The Eurozone now has a bailout fund and a banking union. German banks and insurers have reduced their exposure. On January 5th, Stefan Siebert, Mrs. Merkel's spokesman, insisted that German policy had not changed. It still aimed to hold the Eurozone together. Yet all sides are now debating Grexit. Some in Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, said giving in to Greece would encourage other countries, including France, to rebel against spending cuts and supply-side reforms. Sigmar Gabriel, leader of the Social Democrats, Mrs. Merkel's coalition partners, said Germany must not be blackmailed. Other Social Democrats recoiled from this tone. So did the CDU's conservative Bavarian sister party. We should not behave as a schoolmaster to the Greeks, said Horst Seehofer, the Bavarian premier. The whole discussion was irresponsible, warned Simone Peter, a leader of the Greens. Sarah Wagenknecht, a leader of the ex-communist Left Party, which sides with Syriza, accused Mrs. Merkel's government of scare tactics to influence the Greek election. Carsten Nickel at Teneo Intelligence, a risk consultancy, thinks Mrs. Merkel is trying to send a strong signal to Athens that aid would still be tied to reforms, but that she will be flexible. A deal with Mr. Tsipras could include lower interest or long maturities for Greek debt, but politics limits her room for manoeuvre. One change is the rise of the new anti-euro Alternative for Germany. It did well in state elections last year, but is now riven by squabbles. Any softness on Greece will feed its support in Hamburg's election in February. Public opinion remains sceptical. The tabloid, Bild, says that if Greece can't play by the rules, Germany should show it the red card. This is the tightrope Mrs. Merkel must walk after January 25th. Until then, she is likely to keep quiet. Even Austria, usually as strident as Germany on the euro, has struck a note of caution. Its finance minister, Hans-Jürg Schelling, told a German newspaper that it was not appropriate to meddle in the election campaigns of other countries. That is the last thing Mrs. Merkel can be seen doing.